Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Today we're talking with Brooke Green, nurse practitioner with Hamilton Diabetes and Endocrinology Center. Brooke, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Noah.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a critical yet often overlooked test for people with diabetes. And I've heard that it's called the UACR test. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And could you tell us more about this test?
Yes. The UACR test, that stands for urine albumin creatinine ratio. And the urine albumin creatinine ratio, or the UACR, what that does is actually measures a portion of the albumin and creatinine in the urine. And just to break that down just a little bit, the creatinine, that's actually a waste product produced by muscle breakdown or metabolism, and it's also filtered by the kidneys. And oftentimes, too, of course, we digest. It's a part of the digestion of the protein as well. The albumin part, that maintains our fluid balance. It's produced by the liver. It also builds muscle. It also repairs tissue and fights infection. So there's many different benefits from both of those. But this particular test, the reason why I want to focus on the UACR is what is abnormal is for the albumin component, which is the type of protein, to ever be found in the urine. So that is completely abnormal. Creatinine, however, we do find that in the kidneys. That is normal, but we should never find a large amount of albumin in the urine. So what we're testing on the UACR is to see if there's any detection of albumin, which would indicate kidney disease.
Goodness. Like, why would this be recommended? You said some pretty important stuff.
The reason why it's recommended, diabetes is the leading cause of chronic kidney disease. And in fact, there's an estimated 12 million people in the United States that have chronic kidney disease. And the UACR often rises actually years before a drop in the kidney filtration rate, sometimes 10 years or earlier. So that's why it's so important to have this UACR checked. The guidelines right now, and this is through the global, what it's called, Global Nonprofit Organization, or the KDGO for short, and the American Diabetes Association, they recommend yearly UACR tests to be done, as well as the filtration rate of your kidneys. Now, the filtration rate would be the GFR, or glomerular filtration rate of your kidneys. So both of these are very important to make sure that your provider is testing these yearly.
Bet it is, because like I know people that have diabetes and they've had some serious, potentially deadly kidney issues.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, in the past, before the UACR was recommended, there would be people that would be diagnosed with kidney disease that probably had had undiagnosed kidney disease for years.
Oh, okay.
It was only based on, at that point, on their creatinine, also on the filtration rate. So the UACR, basically, to simplify that, it tests for very micro particles of protein in the urine. So we can catch those very small particles of protein in the urine before we actually see a decline in the filtration rate of the kidneys.
What point would this be like too late to, I shouldn't say too late to detect, but would it be too far gone to work on?
Well, kidney disease is in several different stages. So you have stage 1, 2, 3. Actually, there's a 3A, 3B, stage 4, and stage 5. So stage 5 would be end-stage renal disease. And usually when you're in stage 5, the only treatment for that would be dialysis. So the point of doing the UACR annually is, of course, to prevent dialysis, prevent the onset, the progression of stage 5 kidney disease. So you are actually identifying individuals at that early stage so we can actually prevent the onset of the progression of chronic kidney disease. Early chronic kidney disease in individuals who have diabetes can reduce life expectancy by 16 years compared to those without both conditions. So that's the reason why we really focus on early detection.
And for the people listening, what should they expect out of the test of this?
It's a very simple test. When you are seeing your provider, it's just a simple urine sample.
Oh, okay.
So there's nothing special, nothing invasive that's done. Some important information you may want to know before you collect the urine sample. You should avoid this at least 24, 48 hours if you've been exercising excessively. So if you've been really exercising heavily, we may want to wait a few days before collecting that. If you've been sick with some sort of infection, that can alter the result. A high protein meal, that can also alter that. Or if a woman is menstruating, that can also alter the results. But further labs also that we look at are the filtration rate of the kidneys, and that is a lab draw, a blood draw. Oftentimes, the kidneys may need to be imaged in the possibility of a nephrology referral, who is a kidney specialist. Also, treatment for individuals who have albuminuria. We also want to look at blood pressure control. Blood pressure and glucose control, both of those can be huge factors in contributing to albuminuria. So one way that we can reduce the spillage of the albumin is placing individuals on an ACE inhibitor or ARB. What these medications are antihypertensives. So they are designed to control the blood pressure, and they're also designed to preserve the kidney function and reduce that albumin or the protein that's in the urine.
Okay.
So even if someone, let's say, that did not have high blood pressure, but they were spilling large amounts of albuminuria, and I say large amounts, any time an individual is spilling over 30 on their albuminuria test, that is considered abnormal. So we would look at that after repeat testing if we determine that that is truly an issue. Even if their blood pressure is normal, we may actually go ahead and place them on an ACE inhibitor or what's called an ARB, these blood pressure medications, to actually help protect the kidneys. Even though their blood pressure may be normal, you may wonder why, if you've been ever placed on these medications and your blood pressure is normal, or if you have a family member that's on these medicines, it may be simply to protect their kidneys.
Yeah. It's really sad what can happen if you don't catch it, if you don't take care of yourself. I mean, just making sure you're doing the right things for your kidneys.
Yes, yes, that's very important. And there's also, over the last few years too, we have the SGLT2 inhibitors, and those are also known to reduce albuminuria and protect the kidneys and delay kidney disease progression. There is a GLP-1 that was actually FDA approved to slow kidney disease progression. So if an individual has albuminuria, these two would also be considered as well. These two help with diabetes control as well as protect the kidneys. And the ACE and the ARB, these blood pressure medications, basically how these meds work is they actually help reduce the workload of the kidneys by lowering the blood pressure and reducing the protein spillage in the urine. And the SGLT2s, it actually helps by increasing the sodium and glucose excretion, which are the major contributors to kidney damage. So it directly helps with that. So that's specifically how these medications work.
Is there a lot that you can do outside of just medicine to help with this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, blood pressure, glucose control. So blood pressure control, watching your sodium intake, that's very important. Cutting sodium in processed foods. In fact, you may have your provider that has encouraged you to limit your sodium intake, usually no more than 2,300 milligrams a day. You may even have more of a restriction, let's say 1,500 milligrams a day. And what a lot of people don't realize, just one teaspoon of salt is equivalent to 2,300 milligrams.
Oh,
so that's your daily allowance. So if you're eating a lot of processed foods or adding salt to your foods, then that could be problematic. So just watching the amount of sodium intake that can help reduce your blood pressure. Also, exercise daily. If you can exercise, and this doesn't mean get a gym membership if you've never done that before, but just getting out and moving. Walking is one of the best forms of exercise. And if you can start off small, 15, 20 minutes a day, and maybe even start off maybe at least 3 times a week, and then just gradually work your way up. But increased activity makes a huge difference. And of course, if you're smoking, do not smoke.
Yeah, I mean, overall, just do not smoke. You can apply that to almost everything.
Right, so. Right. Do not smoke. Yes.
And that includes cigarettes and vaping nowadays.
Yes, it does. It does.
My goodness.
Causes those arteries to constrict, so you're not getting good blood flow. So that affects the kidneys. So it's very important.
This is a random question, but do you see similarities in how vaping affects people?
You know, I haven't personally seen that, but there has been documentation that it certainly can. There's plenty of evidence now that vaping, it can affect the arterial walls. It can also increase the risk of blood pressure issues, increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. So vaping is definitely not recommended.
That's some tough stuff.
It is.
You gotta kick that stuff and it'll just help you overall.
That's right.
Like moving on to, you know, actually talking about the Hamilton Diabetes and the Nutrition Center. Of course. How do they integrate this UACR testing into patient care?
Yes. When we see an individual, we actually will test their urine at an initial visit. We test everyone's urine at that initial visit and thereafter at least once a year. But we may do repeat testing if we see that they have some albuminuria and then go through that specific protocol that we had mentioned earlier, 2 out of 3 over a 3-month period. And if we see that that is positive, we will move forward with treatment.
Exactly what would you offer patients, like if they're just like curious about this kind of stuff? Like, are you able to help them understand? Because this is some very complicated stuff.
It is. It is. It's a lot of terminology that they may be unfamiliar with. Yeah. So we have diabetes educators on staff, and we offer diabetes education. We have classes. Medicare actually covers up to 10 hours of initial education. So taking advantage of that is very important. Okay. And a lot of people, and I say, and as I mentioned, an issue, people do not realize that. So they do not realize that Medicare does cover diabetes education. So please take advantage of that. So we do cover kidney disease, treatment of kidney disease prevention, and we also will reinforce this education during your visits.
Perfect. And like for people listening that are experiencing this right now or just really want to learn more about it for them or somebody else, I mean, what advice would you just have for them?
Take that initiative to learn more. If you would like to attend a diabetes class with us, please give us a call. We would be glad to go ahead, and this does require a referral from your provider, but we can give you the steps to be able to do that. Now, also, and I will tell you, there's 2 resources that you can utilize. The American Diabetes Association is a wonderful resource that you can go online. And you can also go to kidney.org. Kidney.org is sponsored by the National Kidney Foundation, and they have specifics related to the importance of the UACR and other information.
Well, cool. Kidney.org.
Kidney.org.
That's very convenient.
Yes. Easy to remember.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. Today we learned that something as simple as a urine test, a UACR, can be a lifesaver for people with diabetes, and it can detect early kidney damage, it can help predict heart risk, and even guide treatment. If you have diabetes or care for somebody who does, just ask your provider about UACR at your next appointment.
Thank you so much, Noah.
If you're in need of an appointment at Hamilton Diabetes and Endocrinology Center, call 706-278-1622. That's 706-278-1622. They have offices in Dalton, Calhoun, Ringgold, and Chatsworth. More information is also available at VitruvianHealth.com/diabetes.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.